Morning Watch, Enjoying Christ as the Tree of Life, Week 1, Taking the Way of Enjoying Christ as the Tree of Life for the Accomplishing of God's Economy. Monday, Related Verses, Genesis 2, verses 8 through 9. And Jehovah God planted a garden in Eden, in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground Jehovah God caused to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, as well as the tree of life in the middle of the garden and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Deuteronomy 30 verse 19. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today. I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore choose life that you and your seed may live. John 1 verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 10 verses 10b. I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. John 6 verses 35, 57, and 63. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall by no means hunger. And he who believes into me shall by no means ever thirst. Verse 57. As a living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. Verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. Revelations 22, verse 14. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter by the gates into the city. Related reading. God's way of accomplishing his purpose was first to create man as a vessel to contain himself as life, and then to place him in a garden before the tree of life, indicating that God's intention was for man to partake of the fruit of this tree. However, along with the tree of life, Genesis 2 verses 9 and 17 mention the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Therefore, we need to consider very carefully the significance of these two trees. Although God wanted man to eat of the tree of life, he did not force him to do it. Neither did God put the tree of life into him. Instead, God gave man free will. God created man with freedom of choice. Why did God do this? God is great. He is not small. Only a small man forces people to accept his opinion. If you are a great man, you will never force people to accept you. If God had not given man a choice, he would have forced him to take the tree of life. God is too great to do such a thing. God is honorable and attractive. In order to display his greatness and prove his attractiveness, he needs the second tree. God is the same today. He never forces anyone to accept him. When the Lord Jesus came, he did not coerce people into following him. He presented himself to people, but always respected their freedom of choice. The Lord seemed to say, "If you like me, you may take me. If you don't like me, you may forget about me." Some of us may feel that we have been compelled by the Lord's mercy to believe in him. To a certain extent, I feel the same way. His mercy has conquered us, persuading us to receive him. The same principle operated in the Garden of Eden when God placed Adam before the two trees, which denoted two sources. God wanted man to choose him as a tree of life. The tree of life was a symbol, signifying God as a proper source. If we only read Genesis 2, we will be unable to understand the meaning of the tree of life. However, the Gospel of John reveals the life denoted by the tree of life in a concrete way. John 1 verse 4 says, "In him was life." And John 15 verse 5 tells us that the Lord Jesus is a vine tree. If we put these two verses together, we will realize that Christ is the tree of life. Jesus, the embodiment of God, is the tree of life. Therefore, the tree of life in Genesis 2 is a symbol of God as a source of life. Besides the source, there is another tree, another source in the universe, death. However, this tree is not called the tree of death. It is called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There is such a tree in this universe. These two trees oppose one another, the tree of life denoting God as a source of life, and the tree of knowledge signifying Satan as the source of death. As God is a source of life, Satan is a source of death. Therefore, in Genesis 2, we find two sources signified by two trees. The thought of God being man's life runs through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. God's creating of living things indicates that God is the God of life. God's action in creating man in his own image indicates that God wants man to have himself as man's life so that man can express him. Man can express God only by having God as his life. The tree of life is a symbol of God as life. Therefore, when we take the tree of life, we take God into us as our life. Therefore, the tree of life can also be called the tree of God.